सहवीयं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
Kapil Bhagwan is telling us how creation came into existence. Unless Bhagwan tells us, we can never come to know how it came into existence. So Kapil Bhagwan says in verse number 23, and before that he has said, there are two types of my prakriti. One is pradhan. Pradhan is that which is abhyakta. Abhyakt means unmanifest, in which everything is in the seedal form and there is no viseshta. No viseshta means individuality is not there. And when it manifests, then it is called as prakriti. The first thing which came into existence is the mahat-tattva. And we know what is mahat-tattva and Hiranyagarbha and Brahmaji. This we have already seen many times. Now in verse number 23 of chapter 26, canto 3, it says, Mahatattva Vikurmana. This Mahatattva transform. Bhagavad Virya Samavad. Why? Because of the energy of the Lord. The energy of the Lord, it changed. Then what happened? It happened, three ahankar came. It transformed into ahankar. Ahankar are three types, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. From sattvic ahankar, it is said in verse number 27, Vaikarika Vikurvanat Manah Tattvam Ajayata. From the sattvic ego came man. And what is the characteristic of mind? Yat Sankalpa Vikalpa Abhyam. Sankalpa Vikalpa is the lakshan that we know. Then what happened from the Rajasik Ahankar? Rajasik Ahankar, it is said in verse number 31, Taijasani Indriyani Eva Kriya Jnana Vibhagasa Pranase Kriya Sakti Buddhi. No, before that in 29 it is said, Taijas Tatu Vikurvanath Buddhi Tattam Abhut Sati. O virtuous lady, from the Rajasik Ahankar came Buddhi. Then the characteristic of Buddhi is also given, Sansai, Viparyas, Nishchay, Smriti, Swap. We have seen the characteristics of the Buddhi. These are the functions of Buddhi. And also from it came, Taijasani Indriyani Eva, Kriya Gyan Vibhagsa. Kriya Gyan Vibhagsa. There are two types of Indriya, Gyanendriya and Karmendriya. Five Gyanendriya and five Karmendriya also came from the Rajasic Ahankar. And now, from tamasik ahankar, tamasasya vikurvanat, bhagavat virya choditat, then from the tamasik ego, what came? Sabdamatram. Sabdamatram means, matra means tanmatra, either subtle. You have to understand, it is not the word which I am speaking, that sabda. No. Sabdamatram is that sabda which you cannot hear. It cannot be perceived. That is tanmatra, that is subtle sabda. subtle sound came. So from the tamasic ahankar, first thing came is the sound, sabda. Acha sabda matram abhut tasmat nabha. From sabda came nabha. Nabha means sky, space. So it is not the space which came first. First came the tanmatra. What is the tanmatra? Sabda. Sabda is the cause of space. And then srotu to sabdagam and the auditory sense. So from tamasic ego came tanmatra sabda. Sabda, from sabda we got two things. One is the space. Again, we are all talking about the subtle things, it's not gross. And the auditory sense. They are all interrelated. Sabda, nabha, and the auditory sense, these things. So if you want to make a chart, what you will do? From the tamasic ahankar came tanmatra sabda. And from sabda, two divisions. From sabda came nabha, space. From sabda came auditory sense. Auditory sense came. Okay. So what is the lakshan? What is the characteristics of sabda? Arthasrayatvam. Arthasrayatvam, it carries meaning. When we speak something, each word carries some meaning. Then, drashtru lingato evacha, and it also indicates that there is a speaker. If there is a sound, that means there must be a speaker also. And tanmatratnata nabhasa, and that is the subtle element from which nabha has come, space has come. It is the cause of space. So lakshan, characteristic of sabda, it carries meaning. Number two, it indicates one speaker is there. Third, the sabda is cause of space. Already we have seen earlier verse, sabda. From tamasic ahankar came sound, from sound came space, and from sound came auditory sense. Acha. And what is the characteristic of nabha? You see how in detail he is telling, Kapil Bhagwan. What is the characteristic of sabda? Sabda came, okay, let me tell you the characteristic of the sound. Then from the sabda came nabha, I am telling you the characteristic of nabha, the space. What is that? Bhutanam chidradatrittam. It gives accommodation to all bhuta. Space gives accommodation, number one. Bahirantarvevacha, and makes external, internal thing also. Two, and number three, prana indriya atma dhisnyattam. It is abode of prana and indriya. Where are these prana and indriya? In the space only. So the characteristics of the space are three. It accommodates all beings, number one. Number two, it creates antarbahi, inside, outside also. And it is the abode of prana, indriya, adi, manadi. This is the abode. Now he says in verse number 35, nabhasa sabda tanmatrat. Nabhasa. From space. And what is the cause of space? Sabda tanmatra. Already we have seen. From sabda came space and auditory sense. Now he is saying is from that nabha, from that space, what came? Kalgatya vikurvata. Kalgatya, under the impulse of time, when it matured, sparsa abhavat tato vayu. Sparsa abhavat. First came sparsa. So what is the cause of sparsa? Sparsa matram is the subtle sparsa, touch. Touch. What is the cause? Nabha. Don't say sabda. From nabha. What is the cause of nabha space? Sabda is the cause. I hope you all understand. Huh? So, nabhasa sabda tanmatrat. The cause of Nava is a Sabda, and from that Navasa, from that space, in course of time, Sparsa Abhavat. Sparsa?
Subtle.
Subtle touch that came. And from that Sparsa, subtle Sparsa, Vayu Tvak. Two things. From Sparsa came Vayu. So if you are making chart, Sabda, Nabha, and then auditory sense. From Nabha comes Sparsa. From Sparsa comes Vayu. And tactile sense. These are all subtle. We all have got this gross thing, but we are talking now about the subtle. We think this is our ear, is the hearing apparatus. No, we are talking something subtle. Inside this, something is there because of which we are able to hear. Acha. Then what is the lakshan of the sparsa? Mridutvam, softness, kathinitva, hardness. By touching, we can feel whether this thing is soft, this is hard, or it is cold, or it is heat. Eta sparsa sparsatvam. And it is distinguishing attributes of the subtle ear. Sorry about that. So these are the characteristics of sparsa, mridutam, softness, hardness, or heat and cold. Eta sparsa sparsitam tanmatram navastava, and it is the cause of subtle air. From sparsa will come air. And the tactile sense. This we have already seen. Then what is the lakshan, characteristic of vayu? Chalanam, moving, vyuhanam, mixing, prapti, attaining, allowing approach, and netritvam, carrying. Carrying what? Two things, drabya and sabda. Drabya, air carries some particles also, no? Dust particles it carries. So drabya. And it also carries sabda. Sound also it carries. How much detail Kapil Bhagwan is giving. It is carrying particles also, and it's carrying sound also. And sarvendriyanam atmatvam vayo karmavirachanam. And it gives power to all senses. Sarvendriya, power. It is, you see, the vayu is the prana, is it not so? When we inhale, exhale, what is that? Prana. And this prana is the powerhouse in us. This powerhouse is giving power to all indriyas. Is it not so? If the swas stops, what will happen? No function. Khatam. So, sarva indriyanam atattam vayo karma vilakshanam. This is the distinctive characteristic of vayu. Then, 38. Vayus.
वायोश्च स्पर्श तन्मात्राद् रूपं दैवेरिताद्भुत समुत्थितं ततस्तेजः चक्षुरूप उपलम्भनम्
वायोश्च फ्रॉम एयर अगेन मेक ए चार्ट शब्द नव एंड दैट देन द ऑडिटरी सेंस. And from Nava came Sparsa. From Sparsa came Vayu and your touch sense. Now from Vayu, Vayuscha Sparsa Tanmatrat. And where from this Vayu has come? Sparsa. From the touch, Vayu has come. And from Vayu, what happened? Daivarita Abhuta. Abhuta means evolved. Evolved what? According to the destiny of the jiva, samuttittam, it arose tataha teja. From there came the teja. Chakshu and rupa upalabnam, rupa tanmatra came. So from Vayu came Rup Tanmatra. And from Rup Tanmatra, from Rup came fire and the sight. Sight, sense of sight came. Okay. So from air, which is product of the principle of touch, Spash Tanmatra, impelled by the destiny of various jeeva, was evolved principle of color and form. Principle of color and form. And from Rup Tanmatra came two things, then the fire as well as the sense of sight, which enable us to perceive color. Color. You see, if we see, Shabda has got no form. No form. Sparsh also has got no form. It is the first time we find in air there is a form. In the fire there is a form. In air there is no form. In the space also there is no form. First time we find Roop in fire. Roop in fire. Okay. One thing more we should understand here is that because of the interaction of the air and mind, because of the interaction of air and mind, the subtle body travels from one body to another. That air is called Udan Vayu. So Udan Vayu and the mind, which contains the vasana of a jeev, they go together, and according to the vasana, they take another form. So how important is Vayu? Is a traveling media for a jeeva, for a subtle jeeva or subtle body to travel from one body to another body? Vayu. Acha, next. 39.
Dravyakrititvam gunata vyakti sangsthatvam evacha tejastvam tejasas sadvi rupamatrasya vrittayah.
So lakshan of roop, characteristic of the roop, of the form. So it gives us the form and color. Fire gives us the form and the color. So, dravyakritittvam. So, first thing will be, the object has a dimension. One akar is there. Dravya, object, akriti. Akriti means dimension, a roop. In object we see that. Then it tells the gunata. Gunata means the quality. Quality of the substance is also there. In every object there is a substance, and that substance has got a quality. Gunata is there. Vyakti sansthatvam evacha, and it gives individuality to object. It gives individuality. This is remote control, this is mic, this is cell phone. This way it gives roop also. Tejastvam cha tejasah, and tejasam tejasah fire. It also confirms luminosity. Because of the teja, it gives the luminosity. Our eyes illumine all objects. Our eyes illumines all objects. Sadhvi, O mother, roop matras vritya. These are the characteristic of the subtle element of form. Subtle element of the form. So the function of the tanmatra of roop, tanmatra, always remember, tanmatra means tatmatra, tatmatra means the subtle. Subtle means which you cannot perceive by your organs of perception. So four things are there. It giving form to the object. It gives form to object, number one. Number two, manifesting quality in the substance. It manifests the also quality. What is the quality of this substance? Third, imparting individually to object. Each object is different because of the form. Rupa. And conferring luminosity on entities. Okay. Now, each form has its own characteristics. Like sugar has a form, then salt has got a form, but their guna are different. Characteristics are different. So their tastes are different. So these are the characteristics of form, rupa. Okay, then what is the lakshan of fire? Tell me something about fire. So your children, when they ask you about it, what is this fire, you can say, function of fire is given here. Verse number 40.
Dutanam pachanam panam adanam himamardanam tejaso brittayas tvetaha shoshanam shrutridevacha.
Dyotanam, dyotanam. Fire illumines. Whenever there is a fire, we see some light. Dyotanam. Pachanam. Pachanam. Inside stomach also there is a fire. Continuous fire is there, you know. Vaishwanar, we said. It helps in digesting. Pachanam. Then panam, adanam. Panam means drinking. Adanam means eating. Why panam, adanam? But in the last word is there, chutrid evacha. Because there is a hunger and thirst. Because of the digestive fire inside us, we feel hunger and thirst. Therefore, we do panam and adanam. We drink and eat. Then himamardanam. This you can understand very well in Chicago. So heaters are on. Himamardanam. Him is cold. Himamardanam. It destroys the cold. Tejasa vritya eta. These are the vritti, these are the lakshan of fire. And one more, shoshanam, evaporating. It evaporates everything, makes everything dry. So these are the functions of fire. So to give light, to cook and digest food, to destroy cold, to dry, to give light to hunger and thirst, and to drink and eat through them, these are the functions of fire. And ordinarily we all see when we light fire, there is a heat and there is light also. Heat and light it gives. And it helps in digestion. If there is a problem in digestion, you know, the Kaviraj will check your pulse. He will say digestion problem is because the Agni has become manda. Digestive Agni inside stomach has become little bit dull, slow. Tab usko badhana hai, you have to increase. So it's not that like thermostat in our stove. Isko increase kar do, thoda sa badha do, sim kar do. It's not like that. So what Kaviraj will do? He will give you a medicine which will increase the biles, you know. Biles, pitta. If the pitta is increased, the fire will kindle. So he will give a medicine for increasing the biles. And then your digestion system will be better, you know. Digestion will be better. Those who don't have gallbladder, you know, their biles don't come. Otherwise, in this body, it is automatic. You know, if you eat rich food, body knows it will secrete more bile so that it can be digested. But when the gallbladder is not there, what happens? Whatever is produced, whether the food is there or not there, it will go on giving. So therefore, those who don't have gallbladder, they feel heavy when they eat something heavy, you know. And corresponding bites are not coming. Jitna chahiye, utna nahi milta hai. Next.
Rupa matra dvikurvanat tejaso daiva choditat rasamatram avuttasmat ambho juha rasakraha.
Tejasa. Tejasa means fire. From nabha, from air, from fire. Now from fire, what came? Fire came from rupa matra. Tanmatra Roop. From Tanmatra Roop came two things. One is the fire, another is the sense of sight. Sense of sight. So now from that fire, Deva Choditat, under the superior arrangement, Rasmatram. Rasmatram means the subtle Tanmatra of Ras. So from fire came Ras. Taste. Then from that Rasmatram Abhut. Abhut means manifest. What? Ambha, water. And Jihva Rasagraha, and sense of taste, which perceives taste. Jihva. Jihva is the taste. So first came Rasmatra. From Ras came two things. One is the water, and another is the Jihva, which taste all things. Jihva. From space came what? Which tanmatra? Sparsh. From sparsha came air. From air came roop tanmatra. From roop tanmatra came fire. From fire came ras tanmatra. From ras tanmatra came two things. One is water, another is sense of taste. Okay. Then what are the different tastes? So from the fire, which is the evolute principle of the principle of form and color, impelled by the destiny of Ji, proceeded principle of taste, then water as well, and the sense of taste, which enables us to perceive taste. Next. Different type of taste.
Kashayo madurastiktaha katvamla iti naikadha bhautikanam vikarena rasayeko vividyate.
Rasayeko. Ras is only one. Ras is only one, but it becomes kasayo. Kasayo means astringent, madhur, sweet. Then takta, bitter, katu, pungent, amla, sour, iti, naikada, and manifold. Manifold. Ras is the quality of water. Essence of water is the ras. It is the ras which quenches our thirst, not water. The ras element in the water. So ras is the essence and water is the body of ras. Body of ras. And Bhagwan in Gita said, if you want to see me, then I am ras in the water. I am luminosity in Surya and Chandra. So if Surya and Chandra, Kiran, the rays are touching you, think Bhagwan is touching us. See? This way we have to see. And this, he said, manifold, naikada, they are manifold. You can make different type of taste. You all ammas know how many spices are there. You can make permutation and combination. Sometimes you are putting this spice, other spice you are not giving. Taste is different. Next time you put something extra there, taste changes. Different type of taste are coming. It is all because of the combination. Bhautikaran vikarena. Bhautikaran, these are the other substances. Vikarena means by transformation you are adding less. Dekho, in water if you put sugar, one taste. Now you squeeze lime in that, another taste. You put little bit of salt in that, another taste. Aikada, you can make it manifold taste. So taste, though one, becomes manifold as astringent, sweet, bitter, pungent, sour, and salt due to contact with other substance. So whatever substance you go on adding, flavor will go on changing. Next.
Kledanam pindanam triptihi prana napayanondanam tapa apanoda bhuyastvam ambaso brittayastvimaha.
Now, lakshan of water. See, whatever is created, Kapil Bhagwan is telling the characteristic of that also. So, different taste he has discussed. Now he is telling about the function of the water in verse number 40. The kledanam. Kledanam, moistening. If you want to moisten anything, put water in that. Pindanam, coagulating. If you have ever attended any Shraddha ceremony, you will see that a Brahman is making pinda. How is that pinda made? He puts some water in that. And then you make it gola, gola, gol, gol, gol. This becomes pinda. Tripti. If you drink water, what happens? You get satisfaction. Tripti. Prana. This is the manifestation of life. Because of the water, we are all living. And Premalji will say how much percentage of water this body has got. You know, we may be weighing 200 pounds, maybe 70% is water only. Yeah? Then appyaya. Appyayan means refreshing. Then undanam. Undanam means softening. Tapah. Tapa means heat. Apanodo. Apanodo means drive away. The water drive away heat also. We know that. Bhuya tattam ambasa. Bhuya and bhuya, it ambasa we find in the water, in the well, in abundance. Dig a well, you will find water there in abundance. You don't have to bring water from anywhere. You just take out water from the well. It will go on coming. Or dig a tube well. For whole life you go on pump out water, it will come. It is there. Vrittas tu ima. These are the vritti characteristic or function of water. So even so, to wet substances to bring about a cohesion, to cause satisfaction, to maintain life, to refresh by satiating thirst, to soften things, to drive away heat, and to be in a state of incessant supply, as in the well, etc. These are the functions of water. It is said, apo maya prana. Life depends on water. Exhaustion of fasting is mitigated by drinking water. If you fast, what happens? You feel exhausted. Then when you drink water, first thing when you break your fast, what you do? You don't eat solid. You first take water. And the water gives you, makes you refresh. Next.
Rasamatrad vikurvanad amvaso daiva choditat gandhramatad abhutasmat prithvi ghranastu gandhagah.
Now, rasmatra vikurvanad ambasa. Ambasa, what is the source of ambasa? Pani, water? Ras. The ras is the source of water, and jiva, and tongue. So from water, which has its source in the subtle element of taste, daiva choditat, by the superior arrangement, gandhamatram, gandhamatram. From water came tanmatra gandha. Tanmatra gandha. Abhut, it manifested. And tasmat, from that gandha, tasmat, prithvi, earth came. So what came first? Tanmatra came. Which tanmatra? Gandham. And gandha is the source of prithvi and ghranastu gandhaga, and the organ of smell, which perceives all smell. We are not talking about the nose now. It is still the subtle thing. Still the subtle. Gran. Gran Indriya. So from water, which is an evolute of the principle of taste, impelled by the destiny of the various jeev, proceeded the principle of smell, olfactory sense, which enable us to perceive odor or smell alone. Okay, now the characteristic different types of gandha. Different types of gandha. Verse number 45.
Karambha puti saurambha shanto ugra amla adivihi prithaka dravyavayavavaisamyad gandha eko vividyate.
Gandha eko vividyate. Gandha is only one. But it becomes manifold. How it becomes manifold? When it is mixed with what? Karambha, mixed, puti. Puti means offensive. Then saurabhya. Saurabhya means fragrance. Santa, mild. Ugra, strong. Then amladi bhi, acid. Adi, different types. Different types. Whatever gandha you... When you come to temple, so if we are lighting this sandal incense, agarbatti, so the all atmosphere will be sandal. Or if you put rose, agarbatti, everything will be rose, according to the fragrance. So dravyadi, so different substances and avayava. Avayava means the positions. Vaisamat gandha, according to the diversity. Whatever you put, it will carry. Sugandha or durgandha. So smell, though one, becomes many as mixed, offensive, fragrant, mild, strong, acid, and so on, according to the proportion of the connected substances. So gandha is only one, but its smell will be different. When we are cooking, Amma knows better. First you heat the oil, then you put something first. Its smell will be different. Then you add something more. Again the smell will be different. And then you understand, now this is done, this is done, this is done. And each vegetable and each ingredient has its own smell.
Bhavanam brahmanasthanam dharanam sadvisheshanam sarvasattva gunat bhedah prithivi vritti lakshanam.
Then bhavanam brahmana, what is the characteristic of prithivi? What is the function of prithivi? Bhavanam brahmana. So whatever Brahmaji wants to create, whatever Brahmaji wants to create, Prithvi gives the material to make a form. To make a form. Even if he wants to create anything, a potter wants to create anything from the clay, he can create many various things. Similarly, how Brahmaji is creating everybody? With the five bhutas only, na, five great elements. Earth is the main. So any form you want to create, first is the bhavanam brahmana. Sthanam. Sthanam means to remain in place. The prithvi is in its own place. Its own place. Sthanam. Or you can say prithvi gives the sthan to others also, to give sthan also. It gives space to others also. Dharanam. Dharanam is holding, to hold. Sadviseshanam, distinguishing open space, sadviseshanam. Sarva sattva gunod vedah. Sarva sattva, sarva means all. Sattva means the existence. Guna means the quality. Veda means the manifest. Prithvi vritti lakshanam. These are the characteristics of prithvi. So even so, to number one, to give form to the concept of Brahma. What a Brahmaji wants to create? Prithvi. If you want to create a mango tree, it is from the prithvi only. Our body is also from prithvi. Do you know that? It is because of the whatever food we eat that becomes our body. We are born with the 7 pounds but become 170 pounds. Where from? From prithvi only. From food. Therefore, this is called annamaya kosha. And it goes back to, again, prithvi. When we are cremated, what happens? Everything gone to prithvi. and to remain in position, to hold, to limit, and to manifest the body as well as the distinctive qualities of all living beings. 84 lakhs of beings are created by earth. Different characteristics. These are the characteristic function of the earth. So earth is grosses. All forms are made by Bhagwan with earth. All forms are made by Bhagwan with earth. Even Devi Devta murtis are made of earth, wood, stone. Is it not so? Either murti is made of metal, or it is made of stone, marble stone, or it is made of any other. Everything is coming from. Or you make it from the clay also, then make it, paint it. If you go to Calcutta now, they are all making Durga Murti. All making Durga Murti from clay. Achha. Then they decorate it with jewel and everything, and it becomes worshipable. Then we do puja. Bhagwan Krishna, if you make that form and give a bansi to him, immediately become Bhagwan Krishna, we worship him. Or Bhagwan Ram, make that form with the dhanus and all that. Bhagwan Ram. And we worship that.
Na bho guno visheshortha yasya tat shrotram uchyate vayor guno visheshortha yasya tat sparshanam viduhu.
Now he is telling us each and every our organs of perception. Nabha guna visheshartha, the distinguished characteristic of the sky and the object of perception, yasya tat srotram uchyate, that is called sense of hearing. Sense of hearing. And vayor guna visheshartha, yasya tat sparsanam vidu, and the distinguished characteristic of the air, touch. Yasya hu tat sparsanam vidu. Know it to be touch sense. Simple, we know this thing. It's very simple. So the organ that grasps the special quality of ether nava, namely sound, is called ear. So ear will only receive sound. Ear will receive only sound. It will not see, it will not touch, it will not smell. Because the raw material has got only one content, therefore anything created from that raw material will have that characteristic only. Next, another two already said about the ear and the skin. And the next one is, and that which grabs the special quality of air, namely touch, is called the skin. The one is the ear, then next is the skin. 48.
Tejo guno visheshortha yasya tat chakshuruchyate ambho gunar visheshortha yasya tad rasanam viduhu bhumer guno visheshartha yasya chakrana uchyate.
Simple, other three indriyas are said here. The eye is the organ that perceives form, the special quality of fire. And the tongue is the organ that apprehends the taste, is the special quality of water. And the nose is the organ that grabs the smell, the special quality of earth. So now it is named. Ear, skin, then taste, nose, tongue. Ab namkaran ho gaya. Five organs of perception. See how slowly, one by one, Kapil Bhagwan is telling us. 49.
Parasya drishyate dharmahi aparasmin samanvayat ato vishesho bhavanam bhumava eva upalakshate.
Parasya, parasya means the cause. Drishyate is seen. dharma characteristic. So characteristics of the cause is seen. He aparasmin. Aparasmin in the effect. So whatever is the characteristic of the cause is seen in effect. Samanvayat. Samanvayat in order. It is seen. Anything made of gold, any ornament, will have the same characteristic of the gold. Atah visese bhavanam bhuma veva pulakshati. Atah means hence, visese characteristics, bhavanam of all elements, bhuma eva, earth eva upalakshati. Bhuma eva. Bhuma means earth. Eva upalakshati is observed. All characteristics of all five elements is seen in earth, coming from the cause and effect. Last thing has come the earth. Correct? Therefore, earth has got all five characteristics. It is grossest. It has got sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Because the cause of earth is nabha, space, then comes air, then comes fire, then comes water, and last is earth. So what is the cause of earth? All other four. How do you prove sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha is there in the earth? You have to prove na. Kaise prove karenge? So you take a clay pot. Usko aise karo, tang, tang, tang. Do you hear some sound if you make like this? Sabda. Can you touch that pot? Sparsa. Is there any form there? Rupa. Rasa. Normally people don't eat that clay pot. But sometimes, Kritika is laughing. She has got the experience perhaps. During pregnancy time, many mothers, they want to taste it. So sometimes they chew it also. So there is a taste also there. And gandha, smell it. You will find some smell also there. Therefore, earth has got all five elements are there in the sabda, sparsa, ruparas, gandha. Since a cause exists in its effect, as well as the characteristic of the former cause are observed in the latter, in the effect, that is why the peculiarities of all elements are found to exist in earth. Clear? In fire, you will find only sabda, sparsa, and rupa. When the fire burns, there is a sound, sabda. You can touch it also, sparsa. There is a rupa also. But there is no rasa, no gandha. Gandha only comes when you put a habis in that. Then we say, oh, so sweet thing. Then comes the smell. And if you are keeping, something doing in your barbecue there, outside. So other person in other house can tell what he's doing. Now comes the Virat Purush. Virat Purush from verse number 50 to 61 is the description of the Virat Purush. How these all subtle things went into that Virat Purush one by one, Bhagwan is going to tell. verse number 50.
Etani asamhatya yada mahadadini saptavai kala karma guno petah jagadadi rupavishata.
Etani asangrita, etani means these. Asangrita means unmixed. Unmixed. Yada, when mahadadini saptavai. Saptavai, vai means in fact. Mahatadini sapta. Now you have to tell me, what are the seven things? Mahatadi. So you have to say mahatattva, ahankar, and the five elements. So five elements, subtle elements, and ahankar plus mahat. That makes sapta, seven. So, etani asanit, unmixed. Bhagavan has created, but they are unmixed. Koi kaam nahi kar raha hai, sab khade hai, chup se, asangrit. Kal karma gunopeta. Kal means time. Karma means all the karma phala of all the jiva. Guna means satta rajas tamas of prakriti. Upeta accompanied. Jagat adi, one who was the adi, in the beginning, jagat adi, adi upavishat, he entered. First thing we have to understand that all these seven are inert, you know. All these seven are inert. Mahatattva, ahankar, and five subtle elements. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Seven. They are all inert. They are all standing there, doing nothing. Then, jagat adi. Who is the adi? In the beginning of the jagat, Narayan Bhagwan. Narayan Bhagwan, the cause of the universe. He upavishat, he entered in all the seven. How he entered? He took with him three things: time, karmaphal, and trigun. Gunopeta, accompanied with time, karmaphal of all the jiva, and guna. So one mahatattva, ahankar, and the five elements, these seven stood disunited, standing alone, doing nothing. Mahatattva is there, ahankar is there, they are all standing, disunited. Lord Narayan, the cause of the universe, entered them, taking with him, number one, kal, time. Number two, destiny of various jiva, which is said as karma. And number three, guna prakriti. Guna prakriti. He entered. Bhagwan entered. Bhagwan is the cause. Bhagwan is the cause. Everything is coming from Bhagwan only. So after stating the generation of causes, Kapildev speaks about the effect therefrom. So now about the seven things, how they came, he has already said. Causes. Now from these causes, the further effect, how the creation came into existence, now he is describing that. All causes were unmixed. Bhagwan entered into all seven, that means five elements, mahatattva and ahankar. Thus Bhagwan entered in even atom also. He entered into the prithvi also, even the single atom also is there. And he became the whole universe. So Bhagwan is there present inside our heart also, and he is present outside also. Inside he is giving chetana, lending chetana to all our equipments, and outside he is as a ruler, a governor of the whole cosmos. Because of his fear, the sun rises every day at particular appointed time. He cannot delay. the rain or the seasons will come at appropriate time. They have got no choice. The fruits in the tree will come at appropriate time. And we see it very distinctly in Yamunotri. We see the flowers coming one after another. First came daffodil, nothing else was there. Then came the tulip. When the daffodil died, the tulip came. When tulip came, something else is coming. And throughout the 4 months we signed, one is dying, another type of flower is coming, this one is dying, this another type is coming. All are governed by Bhagwan. Time determined. Stage also determined. Like hibiscus, they come at particular time. Their life is only one day. One day. Khatam. But this Genda?
Gold, marigold.
Marigold? For last 2 months they are there. Not dying. So life is also fixed. Life is also fixed. Your life is this much. Your life is this much. Your life is this much. You say, come, go. Basta. So if somebody asks you, where is Parameshwar inside and outside Bhagwan? We are going to see the Virat Rupa of Bhagwan, which will show that the whole universe is Bhagwan only. Bhagwan only. So how he is outside, how he is inside, we have to understand, we have to know. Inside he is sitting us, the whole body is inert, but he is giving sentiency. He is giving sentiency. That is why this hand will grasp, eyes will see, ear will hear, because of his presence inside. And how can we experience his presence outside? Because he is the ruler of the whole world. He is the lawmaker. According to his law, everything is happening. Everything is happening. More you will see in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.